Okay, guys, we gotta put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, it's 7:11. It's Wednesday morning. It's already hump day.
Hump day.
Big Brother tonight and tomorrow. Woohoo. And contesting. Oh. Haven't had that for a while. Jane has a contest on the air this week. It's for a show, a live show, virtual live show. Billie Eilish. This is actually a really cool thing. Oh, here we go, little Billie. Billie Eilish is doing a live stream show. It's called Where Do We Go? And every day this week at 5:05, Jane has a chance for you to get online access to the show. You just have to listen for the code word at 5:05, and that's your chance to win. She'll give you all the details, how to win this thing. Like, it's not going to a show, but it's the next best thing, isn't it? And plus, it's Billie Eilish. I mean,
I love her so much.
I love her, too, so much. And actually, just the few performances I've seen, like, on award shows and stuff, I've never seen her live, obviously, but she's captivating. Mm-hmm. I've been amazed by her. So there you go. Contesting. It's back. We haven't done contests in so long.
Well, and you get Jane too, so.
Well, sure.
Duh.
I mean, two in one.
All the good stuff all at once. It's too much for me. It's too good. Jane and Billy? Come on. So anyway, that's today, 5:05 for all the details. Make sure you're there. Tonight on television, here's what you can look forward to. The 2020 Billboard Music Awards are tonight at 8 on NBC. It conflicts for me with Big Brother. But I'll flip back and forth, I'm sure. Maybe.
No, you won't.
You're right. But it sounds better if I say I will.
All right.
Kelly Clarkson is your host again. The performers, lots of good performers. Alicia Keys, Brandy. BTS, Demi Lovato, On Vogue. Garth Brooks, Kane Brown, Luke Combs, Post Malone, Sia. It's a star-packed show.
Are Brandy and En Vogue super surprising to you, or what?
They are. They just I feel like I haven't heard En Vogue in, you know, forever, right? Brandy? What, does she have a new record out or something? I don't know. She might. Tonight at 8 o'clock on Fox is The Masked Singer, which I hear so much about, and I've never watched one episode. I mean, I get the concept, but apparently these costumes are so elaborate. Every time I say I haven't watched it, everyone goes, oh my God, you have to watch it. I love it.
Just watch the YouTube clips. It's fun. It's so easy. You know, it's ice.
Well, I think the judges are the downside of that show, in my opinion. I just don't. It doesn't come off.
Who are the judges?
Ken Jeong, is he on that?
The time I saw, it was Jenny McCarthy, Robin Thicke, Ken Jeong, and some other lady.
And is it always the same?
I don't know.
Nicole,
well, anyway,
Scherzinger.
It's on tonight.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
there
Nicole.
You go.
Right. That's tonight at 8 o'clock on Fox. This week's performers are The Baby Alien. Is that a Baby Yoda?
Let's see.
Crocodile, Seahorse, Serpent, and whatchamacallit. Last week, it was revealed, spoiler alert, the giraffe was Brian Austin Green. That's right. Brian Austin Green was doing The Masked Singer.
Wow.
Can he sing? Didn't he have a record? Wasn't he like on 90210 when
I want to say he was a rapper.
Yeah. That sounds right. The 32nd season premiere of The Amazing Race is tonight at 9 on CBS. My family's going crazy. They love this show.
I like it. I like it okay, too. Yeah. I never seem to catch it like I want to, but I will try.
And there's also a series. Whoopi Goldberg has a new show. It's called The Con, and it's on tonight at 10 on ABC. It is a docuseries about people who've been taken in by con artists.
Oh,
I don't know if Manti Te'o's on there. Tonight's case is about a woman planning her dream wedding to a shady surgeon.
Yeah, that stuff is...
She got conned.
Cha, please.
The Con is the name of the show. And if you're... Maybe you're looking for, you know, Misery Loves Company. Anybody who's ever been conned is probably like, I gotta watch that show.
Well, those stories, I mean, you watch them and you go... It's easy to be sitting there watching and going, how could you not see? Or why would you have fallen for? But anybody who's been had... It's sort of an in-the-moment thing, and you almost sell it to yourself. I mean, it's clear that you are... I mean, when I got took, I truly thought... I just thought I was going to be in, you know, in...
You were getting the trash bag of weed. Yeah.
Yes.
And that did not happen, am I correct?
No. No, it did not happen. So in fact, the person who took my $100 to go get their van out of... the impound where
I'll give you a trash bag full of weed.
The garbage bag of the stickiest pot you've ever seen was sitting. As he rounded the corner, I started to wonder, that guy didn't look like a surfer. I don't know why I'm thinking that he seemed more like a bum. This is weird that he's someone who...
He worked all day, though.
He did. It was all day. And I finally said, all right, I'll...
But, you didn't finally say all right. You were like, what? A trash bag full of weed?
No, I'm telling you.
Let me rustle up $100.
I kept telling him, dude, I am at work. I cannot leave. I run this store. You need to get help elsewhere. He kept calling, going, bro. In the end, though, there I was with the money I didn't have, giving him. When I showed back up at my place with the four guys I lived with were all sitting around the kitchen table waiting for me. And this was before people had, you know, you knew everything as it happened because people texted all, you know, in the moment.
Yeah.
When I showed up with my story, they fell off the egg crates, which were chairs around the kitchen table.
Right up until they realized you didn't have the money for rent this month.
Right. That's the end of the story is the rent money just went with that guy, the bum that
Let's
took
go
me.
Get him.
So anyway, it happens. That happened to me and I am interested in that stuff.
Well, the show is called The Con, and it's Whoopi Goldberg narrating. I don't know if she's actually appears on it, but they walk you through this whole thing that somebody went through. Some dummy. In retrospect, it always some dummy on the show. It's not this. Although they should really document your thing. Yours is one of the best cons ever. Like there are so many clues throughout the day that if you had just not been so focused on the trash bag full of weed. Oh, you would have been a hero. You should have been a hero.
You can't get fooled again.
You can.
Oh, I was going to come home to the table I just mentioned with this garbage bag of weed and just empty it right on the table for my boys and be like, who's a hero? I'm a hero. Thank you.
Which nobody can deny.
Right.
Which nobody can deny. For he's a jolly good fellow.
If only.
Instead, they said, wait a minute. You gave $150.
$150 now. Ooh, it's
whatever
just gone
it was.
Up.
I don't know what it was. But when you gave that guy this money and he walked off out of your car and you never saw him again. And I'm like,
And I waited there for over an hour hoping he'd turn the corner.
Like 15 minutes and then I walked up the street going, I'm starting to trip and starting to realize what's happening. There was a tow yard right nearby, but then I saw a cop and like ran back to my car and was like, oh my God,
why didn't you tell the cop what was going on? Hey, this guy took my $150. He's supposed to give me a garbage bag full of weed and he just disappeared.
And you know, then you sit there and you're going, but yeah, like, I don't know, 40-something minutes later, it starts to finally occur to me, this guy's not coming back, and there is no van with a garbage bag of the best pot you've ever seen. There's just this bum walked off with my money.
He worked God. You all
He had dirty
long.
Fingernails, and he was overweight. Like, what am I thinking? Guy doesn't serve.
You're thinking about the trash bag full of weed, Ben.
I know. I was blinded by being a hero for my boys back at my place.
Well, maybe it'll make you feel better to see people get conned out of... Like, okay, in the end, you lost $150 in your pride. Like, you watch this show tonight, maybe you'll be like, I got off easy.
I guess.
I won't get fooled again. We don't get fooled
again. I relive this story, though, way too often. It's just
well,
one of those things.
It clearly is it's a thorn for you.
Well, how could it not be?
I mean, it has been 40 years, or 30 anyway. Okay, here's the next story. AMC is running out of money, and when movie theaters come back, there may not be any more movie theaters left to have movies in.
Do you want to hear a trip?
Yeah.
My buddy has rented out the movie theater near my house already once, and now he's doing it again. And they're doing this regularly now. This is a regular thing. You can rent out the movie theater for $80, the whole place.
Damn, that's good. That is so cheap. I'm trying to think up something I can do in a movie theater so that I can do that.
Well, so here's what it is if there's a movie you want to see, you can bring anyone that is in your circle to it for $80. It seems reasonable if you're really into movies.
The problem is there aren't a lot of new releases, so you can only do that so often, and you'd have to see whatever. You know what I mean? So anyway, AMC's running out of money. They're going to go belly up by the time this whole thing is over. And here's more bad news for them. Disney just announced that the new Pixar movie, Soul, is skipping the theatrical release. It's going right to Disney Plus Christmas Day. You don't pay extra for it. It's not even like Mulan. You're just going to get to see it. And frankly, it's a reason to get Disney Plus. Like, I want to watch Pixar movies. Several movies are still scheduled to hit theaters this year. Here are some of the highlights, as of now anyway. This weekend, there's a new movie called The War with Grandpa. It's a family comedy starring Robert De Niro and Uma Thurman. Big stars.
Oh.
They're like, well, I'm sure it's been sitting waiting for release, you know, on some random weekend. And it's out this weekend. Next weekend is something called Honest Thief. It's an action thriller starring Liam Neeson. There you go. Liam Neeson. Uma will be happy. On November 13th, this is the one I want to see. This movie looks so funny and great to me. Dumb, though. This is the kind of movie I'm into.
These are all the new releases that are coming out.
Yeah. November 13th, a movie called Freaky, a horror comedy starring Vince Vaughn as a killer who swaps bodies with a high school girl. If you've seen the trailer for this, it looks freaking hilarious. November 25th, Happiest Season. It's Allison Brie, Kristen Stewart, Mackenzie Davis. It's a holiday thing. Ryan Reynolds has an action comedy out December 11th. This is it, though. Like, yeah, I'm sure there's other movies, but these are the only ones with like notable people. December 18th, Coming to the number 2, America. And on Christmas Day, this is the only big release for the rest of the year, Wonder Woman 1984. So, sorry, AMC. It looks like we're not going to...
I'm not sure I understand. So, is Wonder Woman in fluorescent colors? What's the 80s reference to? Is this bad fashion?
She somehow has jumped forward in time. And it looks like Chris Pine... I mean, I got to say, spoiler alert, it's in the trailer. Like, doesn't that guy die in the first one? Like, in the 40s? Isn't it set in World War II? The first one?
I watched it. I thought it was fine. I don't remember that, though.
And I thought he croaked. So now we're in the 80s, and she's back in action. I don't know where she's been, but she didn't age. And I thought I saw him in the trailer, too. I'm like, what the, what? She's so beautiful. Look at her. Oh, my God. Damn.
Yeah, she's
so foxy. God.
How do you get to not age? I'd like that.
It looks like Disney is not going to stop until... every single one of their theme park rides is a movie. You know how they keep going back and going, oh, you know what would be a great movie? Pirates of the Caribbean. That ride was around forever before they
think
suddenly...
about that franchise and how much money they've made off it. They've made how
no
many
doubt.
Films?
Five anyway, right?
Right. So why wouldn't they do that?
And for a long time before it was just a ride. And then all of a sudden everyone cared about it again because they put like, you know, animatronic Johnny Depp in there. Mm-hmm. So they're doing Space Mountain next. Which, by the way, there is no story for Space Mountain. So they can do anything they want as long as there's a mountain in space. That's it. So no characters or any scenes or anything that you see on the way to it. And then all they have to do is just, you know, put up some stuff from the movie and suddenly it gets new life. I love Space Mountain. I love that roller coaster. One time it broke down when I was on it and they had to turn the lights on in the dome that the thing is in. Because it's really just a roller coaster in a black dome.
Right.
And man, it was such a letdown. Because all of a sudden you could see the dusty track and the curtains with little stars on them hanging everywhere. I'm like, oh.
Boy, I used to work
I wish
there.
I hadn't seen that.
And got to ride Space Mountain daily every morning before the park opened.
You they must have seen me... all the dust and grease.
Yeah, it wasn't everywhere. It wasn't that bad, but it was definitely, you know, you're seeing sort of behind the curtain. That's true. It's definitely different. The thing is, Pirates of the Caribbean, it's in that ride, it's in the title, Pirates, so you sort of know where you're going. Mm-hmm. Space Mountain, you don't have any characters to work with. I don't know what they're going to do. Is that going to end up being animated, or will they just write a story about space travel?
I know right
travel,
now, they or? Say it's going to be a family adventure. It's intended as a theatrical release. Space okay. Mountain was introduced at Disney World in Orlando in 75. By 77, it was in California. And it's now in 5 of the 6 Disney parks around the world. So it's certainly, it's iconic. You know it. I mean, it's even in some of the Disneyland, imagery that they put out there. You can see the Space Mountain dome. So, they can really take any sci-fi thing that gets presented to them and put a Space Mountain in it. And that's that. I'm totally out of time, Ben. What's coming up?
We're going to talk with Scott Budman from the Alice News Network. And some other operation in town. And he'll tell us about the Apple event, and then we'll get to news right after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.